SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
We're talking about growing closer and stronger through life's most defining moments with Dave Harvey today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Scott, thanks for inviting me to join you.
Now, Dave's a church planner, and he's president of the Great Commission Collective. You wrote a book. It's called I Still Do. It's all about how lasting marriage is essentially built on defining moments.
Yeah, I had a book out about 10 years ago called When Sinners Say I Do, and found that that was being used primarily for premarital newlyweds. And yet, I just thinking about Kim and I's marriage over the last 37 years, I realized, man, issues happen deeper into the marriage. And I began to see the need for a kind of companion volume, something that helped people think about what makes marriage durable, what makes marriage last. And so it kind of came together in this idea of 9 or 10 defining moments in marriage.
Let's talk about a couple of those defining moments. You know, there are seasons we go through, but there are specific things that every couple has to deal with head on.
And that's part of the reason why I wrote the book, is because I wanted to be able to identify specifically what are the areas we need to deal with head on. And so there's a chapter on the defining moment of when you discover brokenness is broader than sin, the moment of blame, the moment of weakness, when your spouse suffers, when dreams disappoint, when the kids leave. Those are the kind of things where I thought, yeah, these things need to be looked at head on.
Yeah, let's talk about brokenness being broader than sin, because you have a whole chapter that digs into that one.
Yeah, I mean, this chapter was kind of inspired out of a meeting I was in when a guy named David Pollison, who was the president of a group called the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation, I was once in a room with him, and somebody asked him to describe his understanding of personhood, of what actually motivates people to do what they do. And it was fascinating, Scott. He stood up at a whiteboard, and he grabbed a marker, and he drew a circle, and he said, well, this circle is the human heart, and the human heart is, of course, from Scripture, the center of all, you know, activity. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. It's kind of the center of our motivation, of what we do. But then he went on to say, but the heart is not the whole picture. A lot of people just kind of reduce life down, reduce marriage down to the fact that our hearts are fallen, our hearts are, you know, everything's about the heart. But he says, that's not the whole picture. He drew the second circle, and he said that heart is physically embodied. And in other words, you know, we live in marriage in bodies that are decaying. We're at least mine is, we're aging, we're weak, we're imperfect. There's chemistry issues. There's autism and depression. And those things, Scott, they can have a big influence on marriage. They also shape who we've become. And so if we're going to understand our spouse and live with them in an understanding way, if we're going to really be able to draw together in unity, you know, some of it is really comprehending the things that have affected who we have become. And then he wrote this third circle where he said that, but it doesn't end there, that the body and the heart are embedded in a social system, and you have an abusive father, or you grew up in poverty, or you had two parents and they were both great, you know. These kind of things are important to realize. And the deeper you wade into marriage, I mean, Kim and I have noticed this, just the deeper we got into marriage, the more we began to see these things have had a real influence. And the better we know them, the more we can appreciate what's shaped us. And it moves us away from kind of just simple solutions or reducing each other down. And he drew a couple other circles as well, but probably the most important one is the last circle, which he drew on the board and then just wrote over that, the God of Providence. And it was a pretty amazing moment, because there's just this idea that even though all of these things have happened, even though you have an active heart, even though you grew up in the family that you did and in the social environment that you did, and all these things form us in some way, yet it all happens within the good purposes of God. He causes all things to work together for good. And so the idea behind that, Scott, is that we have to understand, yeah, the world is broken, and we're broken, and we bring our brokenness into marriage, but our brokenness is broader than just the human heart. Our brokenness is broader than sin.
Lasting marriages, they're built on one defining moment at a time. And we're talking with Dave Harvey today at SOS Radio. And you don't really have to look too hard to find all kinds of authors talking about the subject of suffering, because it's everywhere. But Dave, in your book, you write about the subject of your spouse suffering. Tell us your story.
Yeah, I think that just in living life, in being connected in church community and traveling around, you realize that you stay married long enough and one of you are going to suffer. Yet how we respond when our spouse suffers says a lot about our true expectations about marriages, our belief about marriage. It can reveal our love. It can reveal our selfishness. It can reveal comforts. Hey, you as my spouse exist to prop me up, but when I become a liability, our marriage becomes under threat. So I thought there was some amazing material in circulation in the body of Christ on suffering itself, but I hadn't seen as much on how do you help your spouse suffer. And this chapter was inspired in part because I've got a buddy named Lee and Rhonda. And Lee, about 2 years ago, was diagnosed with ALS. And we've walked alongside of them from the point where Lee and Rhonda are out hiking together to the point where he's no longer able to hike but walk, and then no longer walking real well, so he needs a cane and then a walker, and now he's consigned to a wheelchair. And yet, Scott, I've just watched both him and his wife serve one another, love one another, even as his health deteriorates. And I've seen the courage of both of them as Rhonda kind of heroically serves her husband. I mean, apart from a miracle of God, an inevitable ending, while he cares for her in kind of a corresponding way through his words of love and praise. It's been really inspiring to me. Wow. And quite instructive as well, Scott.
You know, after parents have kids and those kids grow up and leave the house, it can dramatically change the environment of the whole household. And frankly, it changes the environment of our marriage a lot of times. And we're talking with Dave Harvey today at SWS Radio. I mean, there's times when a parent has such a strong relationship with their kids and the schedule that and the pace that the family's running through with the kids, that when those kids move out or they go to college, you realize, wait a second, our marriage has been on the back burner. Dave, what have you learned about revitalizing and recentering that? Because it's a new season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Parenting can be preoccupying. Parenting creates a cause within the home that ultimately can allow couples to tolerate a lot of marriage dysfunction and not even be aware that they're giving their priority to the children and the marriage is not getting near the attention that it needs. You know, they're kind of united by parenting. And then the kids slowly leave, whether it's leaving for kindergarten or whether it's leaving for college or getting married or just taking a job in another city. And then, Scott, you know, the weaknesses, what hasn't been built in the marriage over the years, they hit like a tsunami after the kids leave. So, yeah, I mean, I know a couple, this happened to them. He retired around the same time the kids left home and they found themselves in the home together, just looking at each other and experiencing conflict, unable to really understand each other. And they realized, oh my goodness, the marriage that we assumed we had isn't really there. It wasn't being built while the kids were being raised. And as a result, we don't have what we thought. By the grace of God, you know, they went through some tough times. They even separated for a little bit. But by the grace of God, they're 4 years later, they're not only together, but they're helping other couples. It's an amazing story. But it's a common problem. And that's one of the reasons why it's a defining moment when the kids leave home.
We're talking with Dave Harvey today at SWS Radio. We're talking about growing closer and stronger through life's defining moments. A big part of that is there are defining moments in our marriage. Dave actually wrote a book. It's called I Still Do. And in the book, you talk about the seven-year itch, you know, these defining moments when marriages sometimes feel like they lose their chemistry or the satisfaction maybe they had at the beginning of their relationship. And, you know, it's like we grow and we mature while we're married and we go through different seasons while we're married. Our situation changes, but how do we recenter when we feel like we've drifted or found our brain is just in a different place than maybe our heart is?
Yeah, I think that that's a common issue. And I think most couples, if they're honest, they can say they can relate to that because, you know, we've all had times where we've been really, really close. And then we've had those occasions as well where it feels like there's been drift. And one of the things that happens, Scott, is we bring expectations into our marriage, expectations in every season. of our marriage. You know, in other words, like, I always dreamed that life at 45 would look this way, or that marriage in my 30s would go in this direction. And so we hold on, we have those dreams, we hold on to those dreams, but life doesn't always correspond to those dreams. And when couples don't experience what they were hoping for, it can be very disillusioning. It can become the ground, you know, it can become fertile soil for cynicism and drift in the marriage. And that's why communicating to each other, investing in the relationship each and every week in some tangible way, recognizing that there are all kinds of things that really want to pull you apart and can pull you apart, but that God is for us and that God wants to help us to protect the relationship and that He is for marriage. And so He's contending for our marriage and pouring out grace for our marriage. And so we need to go to Him. We need to pray to Him for our marriage and pray together for our marriage. And I mean, you probably know this instinctively, Scott, it's not rocket science. It's about just being able to make the time to invest in the marriage and not allow the marriage to take a lesser priority.
Marriage has life cycles, and no one really explains how to navigate those, right? I'm Scott on SWS Radio. Well, Dave Harvey, he wrote a book called I Still Do, and he's saying, I want to try to explain through some of that. It's interesting where we live in this society now where there's so many blended families, and typically in Christianity, we talk about, you know, it's God first, your spouse second, your kids third. But Dave, when you're in a blended family, the kids want to push back against that, and they say, hey, I was here before the stepmom. I was here before the stepdad. And I understand you want to pursue God, but these kids feel like, hey, where do I fit in on all of this? Dave, what have you learned about how parents in a strong Christ-centered marriage should set things up when there's kids from a blended situation in the mix?
Yeah, there's no question that a blended family brings more complexity. It's the merging of two histories. It's the merging of two different heritage civilizations. You feel that when you walk into the home, and it takes a while for all of the adjustments to take place, and it takes a whole lot of honesty and communication and love and grace for each other. But even in that environment, Scott, it's important that the new blended family understands that there's a day coming when, if we're all successful at this family thing, then the kids are going to be moving on in life as mature and healthy, hopefully God-loving adults. But mom and dad remain. They remain behind, and hopefully they remain together. And so they have to be building in each season to prioritize that and to invest in that in ways that ultimately not only preserve that, but also make a statement to the children about what a healthy marriage looks like.
And when we're teenagers and we're trying to process things, usually it's because we're putting ourselves in the center of the situation. But a family is about the family. It's not about me. And it's about a family moving together closer to God to build His kingdom. And a lot of times when we're thinking like, where do I fit in here? I feel disconnected, or I don't like this or this or this. It's because I keep saying I, me, you know?
Yeah, it's the same with marriage, you know? I think one of the big defining moments for every couple is when you begin to realize, okay, this marriage is more than me. It's about something bigger than me, something far more significant than me. And ultimately, it's about something more than just my marriage, that marriage exists as a kind of parable within creation, as the statement, as a declaration, according to Ephesians 5, of Christ's love for His church. And so there's even a greater cause than my marriage that we look out to and that exists for our delight and for God's glory.
Well, we're talking to Dave Harvey today at SWS Radio, and his new book's called I Still Do, Growing Closer, Stronger Through Life's Defining Moments. Thanks for sharing with us today, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.